welcome to the You Stop You podcast, the show designed to fortify your mindset and empower your life. I'm your host, Scott Rasmussen. In today's episode, we'll talk about where will saying sorry take you? That's all next, so here we go. An update quickly on my weight journey. For this last weekly period, I was down 8 pounds, and I'm now 230. So that is a good thing, and the train is back on the tracks. I wanted to start off today with a story from my youth. When I was younger, I lived in Southern California, and between the ages of about 8 and 12, I played a lot of outside sports in our neighborhood with the other boys that were my neighbors, and we just had a great time. One of the side effects, so to speak, of playing baseball and trying to hit the ball up on our roof is that occasionally when we hit it up on the roof, it would bounce over off of the roof and into the neighbor's yard. And we'll call her Mrs. Tucker. Mrs. Tucker lived next door, and she would keep all of our sports balls, whether it was football or wiffle balls, tennis balls, anything. She would keep it. She told us, she said, boys, if the balls keep coming over the fence, then I will just keep the balls. And we couldn't help ourselves. We were always playing all the time, and occasionally the balls would go over the fence. And so as time wore on, although we're having fun, we ended up losing most of our balls. And so that was just one of the side effects of living next to Mrs. Tucker. We didn't change as boys, and she didn't change either. Well, one day, my mom said, why don't you bake some cookies for Mrs. Tucker and take them over to her? And why don't you say that you're sorry for always hitting the balls over the fence and making whatever happens to her yard, making a big mess of her yard, or not definitely making her happy when all she's doing is picking up balls all the time from us. I didn't want to do that because not only did it not sound fun, but I didn't think she was going to be very happy with us. But eventually I thought better of it. And one Saturday I ended up baking some cookies, and with my mom, I walked over next door to Mrs. Tucker's house. We knocked on the door, and I mentioned to her, I said, hello, I'd like to give you this plate of cookies and say that I'm sorry for all the times that our balls have gone over the fence into your yard, and just wanted to give you those. And her response was, thank you. Thank you for doing that. That's very nice of you. And she paused for a second, and she said, why don't you come inside for a minute? I'd never been inside her house before. And so I went inside for a minute, and she said, go ahead and have a seat for a second. And so my mom and I sat down, and I didn't know what she was doing, but a couple minutes later, she comes around the corner, and she has this big box. And she hands me this big box, and she says, here, I want you to have these. I look in the box, and it is all of the sports balls that we'd hid into her yard over the many, many months and years, and she had just kept them in a big box for all this time. And she says, why don't you take those back? Because these are yours. And I was astonished, and that was, for me as a little kid, that was an amazing outcome, because really I was scared, and it was a scary situation, and it really just turned into something that was really good. And I think a lot of times in our lives we have roadblocks that are in our lives, whether that's in, you know, different relationships or other places in our life where there's roadblocks, maybe at work or at home or with friends or like in this case with neighbors. And sometimes all it takes is for us to say sorry. And so my question where I started off the podcast today, where will saying sorry take you? You know, you just never know. You never know where saying sorry will take you until you actually do it and say sorry to that individual and see what happens, see what the outcome is, and most importantly, see how you feel afterwards. I felt better when I had come away from Mrs. Tucker's house, and I promise you that you as well will feel better when you say sorry to someone and be responsible and own up to your actions, and you'll feel better afterwards. And the main thing is to remember, when you say sorry, you're trying to build a bridge there. And you're recognizing that I've had some faults and I'm trying to improve. And generally the other person will see that. And as you commit to be better to them and to yourself, good things can happen. So until next week, watch yourself be unstoppable.